a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. Welcome to House Judiciary. Welcome to our internet listeners. Please have your cell phones turned off. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Hunt.
Here.
Johns.
Here.
DeSanto.
Here.
Hogard.
Here.
Langer.
Here.
Latterell.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Westray excused. Gibson.
Here.
Killer. Stevens.
Here.
Nicholson.
Here.
Have a quorum.
Very good. I believe there are minutes from our last meeting.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Representative John, second by Representative Hunt. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved. I'd remind anyone that intends to testify today to sign in and ask that our lobbyists wear their badges. If anyone has handouts that need to be distributed today, you can go ahead and use the pages in the blue shirts to help you. And at this time, I think we'd like to have the pages come up, turn on the microphone, and introduce themselves, if you wouldn't mind. We'd like to know where you're from and why you're, what you're doing here and where you think you might be going.
Hi, I'm Jill Swanson. I'm a senior at Chamberlain High School, and next fall I'm going to be majoring in secondary education at USD.
I'm Rob Hager. I'm from Brandon, and I'm going to go to Augustana to do econ or something.
My name's Riker Vosberg. I'm from Madison, South Dakota, and I plan to go to USD for criminology.
Very good. Thank you. We'd ask all testimony and all questions be addressed through the chair. And at that at this time, I think we can move on to committee business. And I'll just state at the outset, we're going to draw the line today after 1063. So we're not going to take unless anyone came from out of town, we're not intending to take any testimony or any action on 1064 and 1023. And we will give the folks that are in this room advance notice of when we'll get those scheduled. We're going to work on some improvements there. With that, we're going to consider House Bill 1061, repeal an outdated and obsolete provision related to transferring cases from inferior courts to circuit courts. Is there any proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Greg Satizon, State Court Administrator for the Unified Judicial System. House Bill 1061 is really, it's just a repealer of an outdated provision at its simplest. The provision existed because prior to 1973, the court systems were not unified in the state of South Dakota. There were county courts, police magistrate courts, Justice of the Peace Courts, and so with the revision to the judicial article by the voters in 1973, which became effective in 1975, they were all unified under one system. This statute made it clear that all those pending cases in those other courts needed to transfer to the new judicial system, to our general circuit courts and magistrate courts. And so I'm here to say we've got that accomplished and no longer need this provision. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your testimony. Is there any further proponent testimony? Is there any opponent testimony? Committee questions? With that, we'll close public testimony and open things up for committee discussion or action.
Move to pass.
Second.
Move to pass by Representative Hunt and a second by Representative Latterell. Secretary, please call the roll.
We need to have a discussion.
Discussion. Any discussion on the motion?
No comments. I think it's obvious.
Very good. Any further discussion? Now, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Representatives Hunt?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Hogard?
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
Langer?
I forgot to talk to
Latterell.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Gibson?
Aye.
Stevens?
Aye.
Nicholson?
Aye.
Of an aye.
Mr. Chairman, move consent.
Second.
No, then she no can't opposition. Carry. Then she can't carry that on the floor.
Yes, she can.
She can on a consent.
Oh no, she doesn't need to. That's correct.
Yeah. All right, we have a motion on consent by Representative Hunt, second by Representative Langer.
Is that a voice vote?
Mm-hmm. No, just, there's no opposition, so we're okay.
So it'll be on the consent calendar. Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
She can carry it.
All right. Very good. Representative DeSanto, would you mind carrying that bill and caucus for us?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. All right, next order of business, House Bill 1062, revise certain provisions relating to jury selection. Proponent testimony.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Greg Satizon, the State Court Administrator for the Unified Judicial System. This proposal really seeks to modernize the language of our jury selection provisions. Some of you that may have been here last year recall there was an identical change made to the selection of the master jury list. Essentially, what this does is recognize that our jury selection process has moved to an electronic selection process. The current statutes really envision the days when a clerk would spin a bingo wheel and pull people's names out. It is now a randomized computer software jury management system that makes that selection. After the changes to the law last year, that's how we select the master jury list. And now this would allow the selection of those smaller panels. So the master list is selected. We use that master list to create the smaller jury panels. And so we would like to use that same process and make the language consistent that how we select the master jury list is how we select the pettit or the grand juries. This really, the practical savings here is under the way current law exists, when the clerk of court makes that selection, and it currently is done through that electronic process, the county sheriff, county auditor, and the treasurer come and watch her enter the number to select and hit return at her desk. And so we think that it's just an archaic process, and we would like to streamline the provisions to make it consistent. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Satterin. Any further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Roger Telling, he's a registered lobbyist on behalf of the South Dakota Association of County Officials, which includes the treasurers, registers of deeds, and the auditors. We stand in support of this bill. It's not necessary. The current language needs to be modified, and on behalf of the treasurers and actually the registers of deeds by statute are the ones that stand there and watch this process occur. We support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? Hearing none, we'll close public testimony and open things up for any committee questions. There are no committee questions. We need a committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, move do pass.
Moved by Representative Hunt, seconded by Representative Gibson. The question before us is a do pass motion. Any comments on your motion?
I think the bill is self-explanatory, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further comments? Representative Lateral.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't notice the word random when it talks about filling the names from the master jury list, and I haven't had time to go over it, so it's maybe not necessary in this statute, but just a comment for anyone who wanted to improve it in the future, if it's necessary.
Thank you, Representative Lateral. Further committee discussion? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, would you please call? We have a do pass motion on House Bill 1062, motion to revise certain provisions relating to jury instructions. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Hunt?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Hallgard?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Lateral?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Lustre excused. Gibson?
Aye.
Hiller?
Aye.
Stevens?
Aye.
Nicholson?
Aye.
Valvier.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The vote on House Bill 1062 is 11-0. 12-0. Representative Langer moves consent.
Second.
Second by Representative Hunt. Is there any dissent? That will go on the consent calendar. We'll get that to Peterson. Representative Peterson, would you mind carrying that in caucus? Okay. Next up is House Bill 1063. Revise the notice provisions for the name change of a minor child. Proponent testimony, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Greg Satizon for the Unified Judicial System. This is a simple yet important change, and I would just ask anyone that has a child, think about how important it was to select the name of that child and what goes into that decision. And the way current law exists, if you have a child, a minor, if you lived in a county for 6 months, a parent can petition to change that minor's name. The only current legal requirement that exists is that you publish notice of that name change in your county of residence legal newspaper, a legal newspaper in the county of residence. And so that probably works fine when you're notifying people like creditors, the general community about a name change. In our opinion, it doesn't work very well when you're trying to notify another parent. And so the proposal would require personal service of the name change upon another parent, assuming that person still has parental rights over the child, so that they have the opportunity to appear at the hearing and really just allow them to state their case, give them the opportunity to present it. Some of the issues that we've seen as a court system with the way current law is drafted is that if mother and father are in different counties, the mother only publishes in her county of residence or father only in their county of residence. Maybe they don't talk to each other. Not until after fact do we have notice of the name change, which, you know, in a case like that, everyone knows where the other party is, but they're technically meeting the requirements of the law by serving it. Another phenomenon we've seen in a county that has more than one legal newspaper. So, for example, if you were in the Sioux Falls area, instead of publishing notice in the Argus Leader, which would maybe the parent or the petitioner would think is most likely to reach that other parent, they would publish in the Garrettson newspaper. And so it allows for some gamesmanship, and our judges have seen this, and this proposal comes from our judges. I can tell you that a lot of our judges do require personal service if it's available, and there will be situations where if a parent cannot be found or cannot be located, publication can eventually become the choice. But really, personal service should be the first opportunity to get that information before the other parent that you want to change the name of a child that they have parental rights to. So that is the proposal, and I certainly would stand by to answer any questions on it.
Very good. Is there any further proponent testimony? Any opponent testimony? We'll open it up for committee questions. Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Having done this procedure myself with my child, and my former husband was out of state, does this include notifying that parent if that parent is out of state?
Mr. Chair, Representative, yes, it would. It would require that personal service out of state.
Thank you.
Representative Haugard.
Mr. Satizon, in 15.6.4, do you know which subsection would provide for the publication of notice? Because I've had that situation where the other party had no idea where the other party was, but still needed to do something. And I believe that we eventually did do the publication, but I'm just wondering under which subsection of 15.6.4 that would typically fit.
If memory serves me, you have, Mr. Chair, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Representative, If you're not able to obtain personal service through the normal means, the sheriff's service, leaving at a dwelling house, then I believe services is directed by the court. And so you would go to the court and say, here's the situation, Your Honor, I would like to serve this by publication. I've attempted these methods, and publication is our only option left.
Follow-up?
No follow-up. Thank you.
Is there any further committee questions? If not, we will close public testimony, and I'll open it up for committee discussion and or action. Representative Gibson.
Move do pass.
Second.
We have a do pass by Representative Gibson and a second by Representative Killer. Nice to hear from you, Representative Killer. Are there any comments on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do think this is a procedure that does need to go into effect because, if I recall, when I changed my daughter's name, her father was not real happy with the procedure and had no notification. However, it wasn't with malintent. She only wanted to be with her girlfriend in another homeroom in school, which was the reason for the name change, but the other parents should be apprised of the situation.
Thank you. Any further committee discussion on the motion? If not, I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Hunt?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Algard?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Flatterell?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Questra?
Aye.
Gibson?
Aye.
Hiller?
Aye.
Stephen?
Aye.
Nicholson?
Aye.
13 yay.
The vote is 13-0 yay in favor of House Bill 1063. Any further committee action? Okay. House Bill 1063 is passed. It will not be on the consent calendar. And I think that concludes the business that we have scheduled for today.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move we adjourn.
A motion to adjourn by Representative Stevens, second by Representative Langer. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Probably should have somebody carry it on the floor, 1063.
Who would like to carry 1063 on the floor? I figured that. Thank you, Representative Gibson. Okay, with that, we'll stand adjourned. And we are scheduled to meet Monday at 10, and we'll have 10 bills on our docket. Or, excuse me, 4 bills on our docket.
I'm nervous.
Isn't that right? Okay, very good. Thank you for coming. We'll stand adjourned.